is an encounter with God's word that guarantees a life of dominion. Join Pastor Stephen Enoko, lead pastor, Love Embassy Church, as he brings the message of the kingdom with all simplicity, authority, and power. God bless you as you listen.
Let there be light. Open the eyes of the blind. Purify our hearts in your fire. Breathe in the sweet breath.
Building a profitable financial system. Building a profitable financial system. Amen. Now, I mentioned that God is the one that takes care of our bills. God in his kingdom has already made provision. If you read Matthew 6, if you start reading from verse 23 down, he said we should not serve God and money. We are not to serve money. We don't work for money. So, but when we make statements like this and we don't teach people, especially people on a mission, the idea of God for finances, they will miss it. Praise God. In the kingdom, you must understand this, that in the kingdom, the Bible didn't really so much talk about money in the positive sense. Most times, if you check the Bible talking about money, it's always in either sarcasm or in negative sense and the rest. Huh? Verse 24, Matthew 6:24. He said, no one can serve two masters. In other words, we can't serve God and money. So, when you read this verse at first glance, you will just say, oh, God doesn't want us to be rich. So, poverty is the will of God for our life. No, that's not what the scripture is saying. We can only serve God. And then, if we are going to be serving God, we serve God and we serve men too. Because ministry is serving God to who? To men. So, money should never be the focus of our services. Our service in this context now. So, I explained to us then that the word finance has to do with everything that relates to the system of money. So, if you really want to rephrase this section of the discussion, is the question, how does money work? If God says we shouldn't serve money, how then can we have money? Tell your neighbor, how can we have money? So the department of our life, where money comes from, is what we refer to as value. Tell your neighbor, value. So write that word down, value. 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 I'll pick two acronyms from that word, and then I'll just explain those two. And from there, we can build our financial system from there. Now, God didn't want to serve money. Is that okay? But you must understand that the design of God for us is to take care of us. So God is the one that takes care of us. So now, how does he take care of us? Number one, he takes care of us when we put our faith in him. Faith is a currency for attracting value in God's kingdom. Everything that God has, you can only access it by what? By faith. So whatever you want to get from God, you get it by faith. But listen to this. Whatever you want to get on earth, money is earthly. Good car is earthly. Good house is earthly. All these things, they are what? They are earthly. In heaven, there is no Toyota Camry in heaven. There is no duplex in heaven. Now, all these things are earthly. So, how do we convert our faith? How do we convert all that God has made available for us in the realm of the spirit to meet our needs here on earth? So, For you to assess anything from God, what you need is what? Faith. For you to enjoy anything on earth, what you need is what? Value. Please, don't miss the two of them. Write it down. For number one, from God, faith. On earth, value. Now, how do we live a life of value? Or let me start by saying, how do we assess value? That brings us to the financial matter we are talking about. First, value is received or appreciated by people. When you're talking about value, you're talking about doing something for someone that the person appreciates, doing something for someone that solves the person, for someone that solves his problem, doing something for someone that meets his need. Now, all of these are value. So the natural response of man to value is to give something. The natural response to value is to give something. That's why, if you check very well, ministers, people who preach the gospel, they have so much returns in their life. People give to them a lot. People give to them. It's the principle. Because God expects that as we give out, what man give out is what plant needs to survive. So life itself, it's a circle of contribution. It's a circle of contribution. Check, anybody that is the richest in any community is always the person that gives the highest amount of value. Is that okay? So when we're talking about value here, we are talking about meeting needs. Number one, solving problems. Number two, answering questions. Number three, help me mention some. Meeting needs, solving problems, answering questions, providing solutions, helping, giving helping hands. All these are values. So now, as it relates to career, every career is the medium by which a particular individual offers a classified set of value. Please listen to me now. Career is an organized system by which an individual offers a particular set of value. So, moving on now, write this down. Money responds to value. And that's why, for those of you that did economics in your secondary school, you were told that money is a legal tender, a medium of exchange. So, the secret, foundational secret to having money on this earth is not to serve money. The principle for having money on this earth is to offer value. Are you getting it? So when you offer a value and you now put a price on that value, the person that is satisfied with that value will not give you money. Do you get that? So that's the circle. That's the circle. The same way, if you have money, for example, whatever we bring money out of your pocket must attract your what? Your value first. Must be valuable to you. That's the reason why if you want to develop a strong financial system, one of the first things they will teach you is how to budget. And in budgeting, one of the first things they will not teach you is scale of what? Preference. What is the idea of scale of preference? Which one I did valuable pass right now? So everything revolves around value. Do you want to be rich? Think value. Is that okay? Because even if God is going to make you rich on this earth, He will put something in your life that the Queen of Sheba will come. Are you seeing it? He will come. So imagine, why did God tell Solomon in 2 Kings chapter 3 that there will not be anyone that will be as rich as he is? He said, I have given you what? Wisdom. This wisdom comes from me. And even the Queen of Sheba came. Kings were coming. to reason out the wisdom of what? Solomon. And sister, they were not coming like that. Oh. They were coming with, you know, to meet a king. You know what you come with now? That was where Solomon's wealth came from. Because the height of your income, in this context now, don't go to salary now, what comes into you would be determined by the number of people that assess your values. And then the quality of the value. First, the quality of the value. And then second, the quantity of those people that assesses the value. Let me give you a practical example. Praise God. Now, this is Mike. And I have 50 pieces of this mic. And a piece of this mic is 100,000. Are you following me now? It's 100,000. And right now, if I sell each of this mic 100,000, I make 10,000 from it. And right now, I have need of 100,000. And I have 50 mics. And out there, in a particular department in the Polytechnic, for example, electrical department, the lecturer has told 1,000 students that if they don't come with this mic to class tomorrow, they are not going to sit for their exams. Now, what will happen? My mic will become what? Valuable. So every one of them will be calling me, sir. And at that time, I have 50 mics and 1,000 people are calling me. What will happen to my price? I'll jack it up. Now, what are they paying for? They are paying for the value that have been placed on the mic. That's how money works. In every place, in everywhere, wherever you get. So don't just sit down and think that money will just fly to your wardrobe. No. First of all, ask yourself, what do I have that people will place value on? And that leads us to V in value, vocation. That is the idea of vocation. Vocation. That is the idea of what? Vocation. There is no man that God made that he didn't give a talent. Everybody made by God has a specific skill, a specific talent, a specific gift, a specific ability that is of value. Tell your neighbor you are not valueless. That's why I said you should not serve mammon. Because your life itself is a life of what? Value. But the challenge now is that how do we package our value? That's where the challenge now comes. Praise God. So, in God's picture, our value is supposed to come through two channels. Our life's a personal ministry and our what? And our career. For your personal ministry, the value that you offer brings glory to God, and in return, he sends you a blessing. Are you following me now? He what? He sends you a what? A blessing. But see, when God sends a blessing in the realm of the spirit, if it is not converted to an earthly value, the money will not appear physically. There are no dollars in heaven. I like those teachings that talk about miracle money is good. I will not doubt it. Because there's nothing God cannot do. But one thing I know is it's not the normal plan. There are times we need and God will. But the normal way God made man is that God puts a commitment to a work in your life. There is something you must do. There is something you must do. He said in that, is it 1 Thessalonians 3:10? We read yesterday. He said, any man that will not walk, let him not eat. Listen to this. Walk is designed by God. Walk. God designed walk. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, he said, he planted a garden and placed man there to dress it. So in dressing the garden, man will get his food. In dressing the garden, man will be taken care of. In dressing the garden, man will be blessed by God. And the Bible says the blessing of the Lord is the one that what? Makes rich and hath no sorrow. So the challenge now is this. How do we connect our spiritual blessings to physical, material things? Praise God. That's why he now gave us what? Vocation. Vocation is a combination of skill, training, experience, and expertise. Please write that down. Vocation is a combination of skill, training, experience, and expertise. For example, when you're talking about vocation, we have different types of vocation. Vocation simply means using your hand to solve problem. Using your hands, using your brain, your hand, what is your body to solve problem? Praise God. So the desire of God is this. For every one of us, there is a place that our abilities fit in. So when we take that ability, wrap it in his purpose for our lives, and we go there to serve those values, in response, God blesses us. But for the blessing to become visible, he now makes channels available. So that leads us to what are the channels by which these blessings come. Basically, it's the vocation. What do you do? Ask your neighbor, what do you do? Now, it was Elisha that a woman ran to and said, see, my master, my husband, your servant, was a very, very devoted man. He was so committed to doing the kingdom. He was one of the sons of the prophet. And then the woman came and said, the people have come to collect one of my sons, because before he died, he collected some money and he used the son as a surety. So now he's dead. So they came and they wanted to collect the child. And the woman ran to the man of God. Guess what the man of God asked? What do you have in your house? It's prophetic. That's the reason why he said you should not serve money. We are not to serve money. We are to display our values. Just like I said, imagine when they will be calling me, I will even be doing guy. I have now 50 mic I get. You want one? I can't give you the old mic. I'll be doing guy. No, that's the truth. That's why most time people see people that really have money and say they are proud. It's not really that they are proud. They have so much value and they don't have time to waste. There is something in your life that God puts there. So don't just say, oh, everybody is poor. No, who told you everybody is poor? How can the man God made that named all the animal be dull? Man is not dull. You are not dull. You are just not rightly placed. Praise God. You are just not what? Rightly placed. Take note of that word. So number one is what? Vocation. So what does your vocation do? Your vocation allows you to bring value to the market. For example, I'm a lecturer, and what value do I bring? I bring knowledge. So the government, that's why they call me civil servant. So the government pay me for bringing knowledge to the students in the polytechnic. Praise God. Hello? Do you understand? And they're the ones paying me. So they pay me because I have a value. And where did that value come from? That value came from my training. I went to the university to study quantity surveying. So that's the reason why, if you have followed every skill set, if you have followed every wealth creation seminar, if you have followed every teaching on finances, they will always tell you that it is your learning that will determine your earnings. It is how trained you are that will determine the price people will pay to get you. But that's the truth. In every field, every doctor you see, there are some doctors that they've got this thing in their head. Like Pastor Titi was talking about yesterday, that you get to teaching hospital. There are some people, my wife called them Nurse Eliza. You know them by the way they carry the syringe. When they even bring the syringe, you will not say this one. I used to run away from them. They'll be looking for vein and they want to punch hole everywhere in your hand. See, the difference between them and the matron is years of experience. And that years of experience is not just coming to work and going back. It's training. It is training that turns a trash to a treasure. Training. You are not dull. You are not poor. You are not weak. Just go get some trainings. And you will come out and you will see people be running after you. Training. So every skill you have identified. So all you just need to do, identify that skill. If it is singing, see, you will see, it's God. He will provide, you will be blessed. That's the truth. And that's why I told you that one of the reasons people don't combine their life mission, their personal ministry with career out, they don't complement it, is because they don't believe that their life's mission, their personal ministry is enough to sponsor their needs on this earth. It's not true. God already made provision. So if you abandon personal ministry and go ahead with only career, your challenge is that you will start serving mammon. Because see, all the rich people that are not born again, go and check, they are serving mammon, no? And mammon will reward them handsomely. Are you following me? No, it's a system. It's a system. All the people you are counting that are not born again, they are rich. They are serving mammon. Mammon will pay them handsomely. So you want to be rich according to God's standard. Who are you supposed to serve? You serve him. That's why personal ministry is important. That's why you see so many people, they are working for years, nothing. They won't even have anything to show for. Because they are adopting mammon's principle to reach out to God's provision. And it's not possible. That's why some of them, when you teach them, oh, see, you need to support ministries, you need to give, they'll tell you, see, I can't give my money, it's in my money. Pastors will use my money to go and buy a car. That's because they don't understand that in this kingdom, there is a what? There is a principle. In mammon's kingdom, there is a what? There is a principle. So you are neither here nor there. You will be poor, you will be broke. You will even die in depression. Because none of them knows you. So the order of God basically is that he has put values in your life. So go and discover it. If it is writing, do be faithful there. Write. And then along the line, you now realize that, okay, God has helped you. You have become stable. Now offers are coming. You are a good writer. What stops you from in that field you are? Or stop you from going into academics? Because it's still writing you'll be doing there. You see, that's one of the challenges that most people have. They've not built enough capacity to accommodate their personal ministry and their what? Their career. They've not built capacity. So they spend everything. They're just praying in tongues. I don't despise praying in tongues. But you must understand that even though Daniel spent his life praying, Daniel also spent his time giving advices to the king. And where did those advices come from? Daniel 9 verse 2. It came from his ability to what? Understand books. So he went to read. That's why if you have a career in the academics, you have a career in people development, and you want to climb, go. Don't stop in first degree. First degree is no degree now. Huh? Finish. Go get your MSc. Just be going. You know, sir, you see, no, it's not by degree, oh. It's by what? By grace. It's all right. So why did you go to school in the first place? You must stay as the learner, not the read book. Because, you see, value. God wants you to be great. God wants you to solve more problems. Are you getting me? God wants you to reach more people. God wants you to touch more lives. But you know this, if you've not built sufficient capacity, you will not be able to touch more lives. And listen to this. If you don't touch more lives, more people will not respond in the direction of value to you. No, if I don't know your cell phone, I won't buy a phone from you. Why is it that everybody is running after in Phoenix? Everybody says the value they brought to the market. Are you here? It's a system. Why do you think everybody's running after techno? No, there was a time you will never buy a techno phone. That one that when it ring, if you are in the parlor, everybody in the compound will know that the phone has rang. Multi-purpose. The phone can do everything. It has three SIM. It can play music. It can do touch. It can do everything. They now what? Upgrade. They use that to get people's attention. Gradually, they start up. And successfully, they sent Nokia out of the market by the value they brought. That's why, listen to me. Stop saying that, you've been praying and then be seeking God for what to do, and God has placed a business idea in your mind, and you are saying, see, this business, everybody is doing it. So I will not do it. No. Go and read business. You will know that there's something called value. Praise God. No, there's something called value. And how do I always explain it? I said, sometimes I go to Wode, and along a line, you see almost 10 people selling Indomie and Spark, and they are in the market. Praise God. And they are selling. They are building houses. You laziness, no fear, allow you go open shop. You say, sir, you see, everywhere in my street is only tailor that is there. No, see, understand it. You have a value. I remember one day somebody carried me, was it in Warrior Wear, to where his tailor was. See, sir, I will never go to that place to look for tailor. Do you understand? But you know what took the person there? Value. He was just driving. Now your tailor place, they carry me, go so. But then when you see what comes out, you will not know why he went there. Value knows no continent. It knows no boundary. It knows no limits. Just offer it. The people that knows this worth will come for it and they will pay you as well. The responsibility is for you to train yourself. For you to attend to courses. There are some of you, this year have ended, you never took any course. I want to be a very profound writer. Now, you never take one course in writing. Your value will depreciate, praise God. Even Jesus told his disciples, follow me and I will what? I will make you. He knew that when he met them, they were crude. And then Bible says when they were to do ministry in Acts chapter 4, they said they were on land, but yet they saw their boldness. Do you know the difference? Everybody say training. So if you want to enhance your earning power, increase your training capacity. Hello? Am I communicating? You can earn. See, look up church. You can earn to any degree you want to. I'm telling you the truth. Whatever you want to earn in this life, you can earn it. But go and learn. Because there is a dimension of learning that unlocks the capacity of earning. Praise God. So vocation. So what do we get from our vocation? Number one, we solve problems through our vocation. Number two, we get paid through our vocation. And what we get paid is called income. So money comes in. Either they will pay you directly or they will pay you as salary. The people that get income directly, we call them the self-employed. The people that get income through salary, we call them the what? The paid employee or the job employed. So the first level of entrepreneurship is self-employment. The second level of entrepreneurship is paid employment. You know, I read a book and it said most people that are working for government, working for organization, they think they are not entrepreneurs. Say everybody's an entrepreneur. My Smoro said God created us not to be employed but to be deployed. So every one of us is an entrepreneur. So stop saying I don't have the gift of buying and selling. Buying and selling is not a gift. You understand? You are selling something. Is it true? You are selling something. The only difference is that you are not the one paying yourself. Somebody is paying you. And the reason why somebody is paying you is most likely because you have a personal ministry that is your main vocation. So you don't have a career. So that career in that context is you helping the system. Like some of us are just helping the system. Amen. Our main assignment is ministry. Our main calling is to raise men for our king. So we are in the system like Daniel to preserve it. So you must know your place in the what? In the system. Are you here? This is the understanding you need to get. That's why I'm telling you. Go read. Ask questions. Don't be dumb. I used to tell students in my department when I teach them, I said, listen to me, education will never make you rich. Stop thinking that the day you start having degree, you start earning. No, nobody pays you for degree. If not, every thermometer would have been the most expensive in this life. Because it has so much degrees inside. But the reason why anybody will pay you is because you have what? Something to what? To offer. So that's the reason why when you graduate, sit yourself down and ask yourself, what has that profession made out of you? So when you go to the... You see, there are some people, if they want to sack them, they can't even think of it. Do you know? There are some people that can't think. You will be begging them. I know of some persons who wanted to leave some organization. They were begging them. There was one, they even told him they will increase the salary and give him a car. He said, sir, I'm not going. I'm not staying. He left because he wanted to go and establish his own company. Do you understand? So the value that God has given to you, train it. It's like that pounds. Trade it. And for you to trade it, there are what? Trading skills. You must what? You must learn. So that is why we now go to school. Are you following me now? School will not teach you how to relate with people, how to explain concepts, how to understand things. So school will not position your mind for whatever value you have. So when you now come out with the certificate, you will not determine the kind of career you want to make out of what? Out of it. Do you want to stay as self-employed or you want to go and work for someone? If you want to go and work for someone, which kind of person do you want to work for? For me, I said it right from when I was in university. I will never work for an individual that will take my time. No. If I'm going to work for an individual, we must have agreement on the flexibility of my time. My time is very important. Listen to me. Never allow anything negotiate you away from your time, because that is where your personal ministry will flow along. Are you here? You learning something? I made up my mind. So I had a lot of offers. When they called me back where I did my IT, they said they gave me, they were even doing guy for me. I told them, it was even my dad that really wanted me to work there. I said, I'm not working. I don't want to work here. They will take my time. They will use my brain. They will use everything. And when it is time for them to fire me, they will fire me without retirement. Praise God. They will not think it twice. So you need to sit yourself down. Please, every young person here, sit yourself down. Leave service today. Go home. Sit yourself down. What do you have to offer life? What is your plan? Do you just want to walk because everybody is walking? Or you have a plan for your life that, okay, this job is to allow me time. And like I told you, there are two places we get earnings from. Number one, we get earnings from being paid directly. And then number two, we get earnings from what? Being paid salary. So question now is, we're talking about finances now. What should we do with our earnings? Write that down. What do I do with my income? What should I do with my income? Whatever I earn, what should I do with it? Before you talk about what to do with your income, please allow me to teach you this from scriptures now. Every time you earn something from especially giving value, because you are the worker now, whatever you earn, maybe from your vocation, maybe from your personal ministry, whatever comes, please know this. That income, write it down. Income. It's one, a bread, and two, a seed. Just do it like a box. Do it like a box. There's no board here. I would have just... So, draw it as a boss. Put income in front. And on the one side, put what? Seed. Bread. And what? seed. Media, do that for us quickly. Did you see it? Huh? I've already told you where income comes from, isn't it? It comes from either your what? Your self-employment, or it comes from your paid employment. Did you see that? So, everything you earn from either your business or your job, it's both a seed and a what? Bread. And the Bible makes us to understand that the both comes from who? From God. God is our source. All those things you are getting, they are just channels. Is that okay? Never confuse your channels for your source. Who is your source? God is your source. Live in that mentality and you will live life of abundance. Just settle it that God is your source. So all God wants you to do is that he has given you management responsibility. Everybody say stewardship. Your place in God's abundance is stewardship. You are to steward it. So how do you steward it? Number one, understand that in whatever God gives to you, there is a what? There is a bread. Number two, there is a what? There is a seed. So question, what do we do with bread? We eat bread. We eat bread. So the part of what you earn, because God is the source. So he has given you a channel, which is your vocation. Whatever you earn, the part of it is for you to consume, not to waste. So it is under that consumption, that is where we have things like what we call expenditure. In economics, they call it what? Expenditure. You consume it, you spend it. That's what it means. You spend it. So you now need to go and learn how to what? How to spend. Because there is a wisdom for what? For spending. Prudence. Good judgment. Know what to buy. When to buy. How to buy. There is a training you need to now go on that one. Are you following me? Are you following me? Because the reason why like people don't have bread, it's not that God did not provide bread. They've not understood how to consume bread. Are you following that? So it's bread. So if the bread that God brings is manna bread, it must finish that day. If it is not manna bread, you conserve it. So the understanding of that is also an aspect of what we call financial what? Intelligence. How to budget, how to spend, how not to waste money. Some people waste money a lot because they don't understand solution. You get what I'm saying? So you need something that could solve a particular problem. And when you go to the market, that thing has up to like 10, 15 variants. And because somebody just sent you 50K, you just carry the 50K. Whereas for that level of your life, the one of 10K can what? Can do it. And you conserve the other 50 for other things. That's why sometimes when I see a student, if your parents have that money, good. But when I see a student just coming to school and then you are saving money to go and buy the kind of Android phone that I'm using, then I will know whether you really understand what bread means. Praise God. Because those are the kind of people that are wasting God's bread. Money that parents gave them for school fee. They don't say their papa, they also. They will still drain the man, carry the old money, go and use it to buy phone of 50K. You are not using a car. You can lose. Now you went to class. You were coming. You thought it was in your pocket. You don't see. Now you are crying. At that your level, that phone is too expensive. Praise God. But like my dad, we always say, if I will not know cost of corn, now me can't throw away the corn anyhow. Because by the time you start earning, you will now see why some people, they are still using touchlight phones now. Praise God. It's wisdom. So you now learn. You need to learn. Planning, prudence, all of those habits. There are habits there. Go and learn it. You write, read articles. Someone came to me some time ago. He said, sir, I'm having a challenge. It's like, the way the person puts it, like, it's like there's one breeze that always blows the money anytime it comes. And he was not trying to interpret it with some dreams he normally has. He was trying to spiritualize the whole thing that is possible. There's one spirit of poverty that is pursuing him. And my hair. And I asked the person one question. I said, how many books of finances have you read? How many books on what? Finances. On how to manage and do money. How to spend money. There is a how to spend money. He said, none. I said, before we talk about the spiritual part, go and get three and read. When you finish reading, we will solve the other part. I said, to even solve the other part, I sent him some prayer targets. I said, pray those prayers. And after a while, he got back to me. He said, sir, it's better now. Praise God. Yeah, you sometimes it's not agba. It's not agba, no. Sometimes it's the enemy in the me. It's you. You've not learned how to be prudent. You want to eat, you go to the pot. Hungry high, you serve the plate full. You have only eaten half. You can't eat it again. You have covered it. Ant, war gecko, cockroach. Now you have thrown it away. And you are expecting this God to send you money again, to waste again. No, he will send it to those that will keep it. So, be like your money. Nice, some people say they shine. You feel no, no. You say it's agbano. It's not agbano. Because see, there is something about money. There's a way it flows. It flows to those that what? Treat him well. And for those that are don't treat him well, when he reaches their compound, he begins to look for those that can treat him well. Glory to God. Even if you na money, you go like to be used like that. Some people day house, they never see food chop. You see plenty to chop. Simply because now that night give you half bag of rice when they come school. You waste time. See, one of the things that God is teaching us to do in 2021 is to learn to be conservatives. We must learn it. Stop being wasteful. You already have like 15 pairs of shirts as a student, and then you are still planning to sew 5 more. Let me not go there. Let me stay here. Still have so much to talk about. So what do you do with bread? Learn how to consume it and learn how to conserve it. That's what you do to bread. 2, what do you do to seeds? There is another thing you do with bread. Okay, no. Bread is to consume and conserve. V is vocation. Number 2, A is assets. So what do you do to your seed? 2 things you do to your seed. Number 1, you sow your seed. Seed is for planting. In other words, that is the part of what God gives you that you are not supposed to consume. So, he gives it to you so that you will diversify with it. You will what? You will diversify with it. And how do we diversify? We diversify by taking seed and putting it where it will germinate. So, that's what you do to seed. So, where do we put seed to germinate? Number 1, we put it in the kingdom, basically. That's the first place we put seed. Because that's where we belong. Is that okay? Is it? Am I communicating? No, that's where. Don't come and be asking me plenty, plenty theology. I don't get time for theology. That's where you belong. So you put it there. And that seed is a symbol of gratitude. You are telling God, for giving me bread to consume, I'm giving you this to say thank you. So he receives it as what? A seed, because he's the one that gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Do you get that now? So seeds are what? Are sown. So there are 2 soil where seeds are sown. Number 1 soil where seed are sown is the soil of the kingdom. So how you want to do it, your local church and all the lineup of the kingdom, you sow to the church, you sow to ministries, so to giftings and graces, you just as God gives you wisdom per time. Is that okay? Talking about seed, there is another type of seed that is not included in the seed that God gives you. There are people that convert their bread to seed. It's called sacrificial giving, sacrificial seeding. Are you following me? That's another dimension. There are some people that they realize that, see, this one is not bread. They convert it, and they convert it to cheerful seed, sacrificial seed. That's sacrifice. People do it. There's no plenty theology about it. It's just your heart of gratitude. Like some people, they can come in at the beginning of the year and tell God, God, for the first month of the year, I'm giving you what I earn as salary. Or whatever comes in as proceeds for my business. That is their decision. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. That's their heart. They understand, they've come to certain understanding, and they've loved God to an extent where they feel that, see, I have enough bread. Even if I don't have enough bread, I choose to be breadless so that God will see my gratitude. And they convert their bread to seed. It's sacrifice. So coming back to seed now, I told you there are two places we drop our seeds. Number one, we drop our seeds into the what? Into the kingdom. That's what we receive as offering, some ministries, as tithes, as love offering, and all those things. You, the one that makes the decision, decide that, see, for every seed that God gives to me, I must return it back as what it is. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, the second part of seeding is where just a few people are maximizing. It's called asset. Asset. There is something called sowing, dropping what God gives you into the kingdom. It gives you seed to sow into the kingdom. There are two places you drop your seeds. There is the seed that is God's. You don't negotiate it. They now told us that from our bread, we should now save a portion. Savings. We call it savings. Praise God. You call it what? Savings. Most times from your bread, from what you are supposed to consume, you cut a part out. And what do you do with it? You convert it into assets. What do? You convert it into what? Into assets. Because it is still a part of your income that you must not consume. That's why I classify it as what? As seed. It's a part of your income you must never consume. So some people save it. Some people what? Save it. But listen to this. We don't just save for saving's sake. Like people say, we save for raining day. See, I will advise you not to save for raining day. I will advise you to get assets, so that your own rain will keep what? Falling. Nothing guarantees your rain for consistently from. Nothing guarantees your rain to consistently fall like asset. What is asset? Assets are things that we acquire that makes money for us. Assets are things that what? Makes, that generate money for us. Liabilities are things that takes away our money. You can use your own money to buy liability. How many of you know that? Yes. But don't use your money to buy liability. Use your money to acquire what? Assets. We have different types of assets. Different type of assets. As a matter of fact, while I was teaching someone this thing, I said, investing in training is actually an asset. How many of you know that? Yes. Going to do courses that helps you to increase your earning power is an asset. It's an asset. That's why sometimes when you see some people plan their year and they are like, did you plan for any seminar this year? Even as a believer, as a someone that called into ministry, do you plan any training you're going to attend this year? Are you going to have any Bible course and all those things? They don't even have those things. So some of us just feel that this thing called abundance will just fall. Like in quotes, the latter rain. Praise God. Whenever God wants to send rain, He raised men that will what? That will prepare buckets to carry the rain. So training yourself is part of investment. Two, setting up a small business, big business, medium business is part of an asset. And please don't just set up business simply because that's what is trending. No. I've told you where every decision you make must come from. Where does must it come from? Your life mission. Your life mission. So when you see people like us, for example, who are into ministry, imparting people with knowledge, decides to set up a creche or a primary school, a secondary school, is because we understand the value of what? Knowledge. We are not distracted. It's the same thing. As we are teaching people in the four walls of the church, we are modeling character in children, both Christian and Muslim. As they come, we teach them. And they are making the society better. So don't think that the only time you are useful in God is when you are only useful in the forward. That's the base. That's the foundation. Take all the character you are learning. Take it to your workplace. So that people will see God's light and glorify Him. Glory to God. So you set up a business. Whether you are earning salary, I've already told you that's where it starts. Don't end there. Set up something little. There are different types of business. There are different types of assets. There are money that is working for you, that is somewhere working for you. What's the name? Passive income, yes. Thank you. There is active income and there is what? There is passive income. So go do it. Study it. I may not have all the time to begin to break. There are many. But don't go into Ponzi. Praise God. MMM. Dealt with some people there. I almost entered. Because see, the gospel of MMM was so powerful that time. But God loved me. Amen. The month I planned that I was going to be giving them 10K, that was the month the news started coming that as they are better. Praise God. It's good, but it's not good. Amen. Don't ask me where the good part is. Don't ask me. I'm a minister. I have to preach the gospel. Praise God. But seriously, learn to make wise investment decisions. Set up investment portfolios. Like I always do, by God's grace, I know where, as God begin to expound me, where I should be thinking. Sit down. See, you will never be poor forever. Rebecca, see, you will not be poor. Say amen. So start thinking. Start thinking. Someone came around, was sharing with me what's actually trending now in Lagos and some places. People are getting grants from some foreign organizations and they are building houses around those island areas and selling real estate. That's where money is right now. Praise God. It's too high for your level. Don't worry. But that's, I'm telling you that you should know what's happening. So they can build a house for 10 million, sell it for 15 million. 5 million is their own. So they return the money to where they got it from. You know, that's why sometimes people say, sir, I don't have capital. Listen, it's because you are not ready. Capital is not always take 20,000, go and start business. There was somebody that told me then, I think right now she's in London doing business too. There was a time when this groundwork started, Mamado. They were looking for people that would market the product. And what would they need? They just need some documentation, some guarantors. They will give you free. You will not pay. Sell, send their profit back to them. Their capital back to them. Even all these people that are selling drinks, that's what happened most times. There are deals Coca-Cola makes with all these people. It's because, you see, you are just there. You are just, some folks are just expecting angels to be bringing money. We like miracle a lot. We don't want to walk. Like he was sharing with me while we're coming the other day. That see, and it's the truth. If you go and relate with most young people today, most young people like Alaji Pepe. They like when they just check their phone, 20K. Corporate begging is now what is reigning among young people. They don't want to work. They don't want to count how you go to market, buy Rodoata 1,000 and make 10 naira profits. Ah, pastor, that one is too slow. They just want the money to be coming. Uncle, there's one book we need to buy. Okay, I will send. That's the life they want to live. That is a life of waste. You will never attain your full potential as living that kind of life. Eat that will not work, let it not what? Let it not eat. Sit yourself down. Money is coming right now. Everywhere, money is coming. Unless you think of what to do with it. Set up businesses. Put it into passive whatever. And then manage it. Praise God. And as you begin to do that, you'll be enjoying plenty. It will you will just go speak with rich people. Have you met people that are into business that have money? We'll teach you these things. So don't think that you will be poor forever. No. God's welfare plan for your life includes giving you a value, giving you a vocation, giving you bread, giving you seed. Everything is ready. Make the best out of it. Let's just bow down our head. Wisdom. 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 You cannot earn above your learning capacity. Your earning can never be higher than your learning. There are secrets for triumph in every system. Secrets. Is it shoe you are selling? Is it intellectual properties you are selling? What is it that you have to offer? Is it a value? There is a